It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Eminger, Town of Tonawanda Supervisor, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline this morning. Tonawanda is going to begin its own ambulance service for the town and for the village of Kenmore. Joe, good morning. The first question is, why is there an issue with the current service that you're receiving, or is it a financial move?
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. Actually, it's both. The town of Tonawanda is not alone. I think most municipalities have been experiencing delays in response time from the ambulance service. And, you know, the city of Buffalo, was exploring this. It's still exploring this over the summer and having a study done. So we began over a year ago looking into the possibility of getting our own ambulance corps because we were concerned about our residents, making sure that they get the excellent emergency care that they need. And also, though, it had to be financially feasible for the town. And if we could accomplish both of those goals, we were certainly going to explore further. And we believe that we can accomplish both of those goals and not put it on the burden on the taxpayers. And we have our paramedics, which everybody loves. So we're just expanding that service into the transportation business, so to speak, getting the people to the hospital.
So we've been talking throughout Western New York about ambulance response times and how it can vary. In some places, they're not satisfied with what they're getting right now. How will this help improve on that? Is it simply just having someone dedicated to the town of Tonawanda that'll automatically make things better? Or is there something not being done right now that you're seeing that you think the town can improve on?
No, I think that's primarily it, Brian. I think we're a small, geographically, we're a relatively small community. We're only 20 square miles. So when you have an ambulance corps that's going to be dedicated strictly to that area, obviously the response times are going to improve.
Now, you mentioned that the town has its own paramedic service. So will this work better because both are town-based?
Well, it'll enhance it. Okay, you have a lot of people don't know that our paramedics do not transport people to the hospital. I mean, some people just assume our paramedics transport, but we don't. Our paramedics were founded 50 years ago. This year, the town board back in 1974 approved the paramedics. We're one of only three communities in all of New York State who have a paid paramedic unit, and they've become an integral part of who the town of Tonawanda is. And I think our ambulance corps will just supplement that and improve our emergency care for our residents that they deserve.
So is it just a matter of maybe some extra training for paramedics? Do they need any extra training at all? And are you looking to hire more people?
Well, as I alluded to yesterday at the press conference, we are taking applications, for new EMTs, who are looking to apply. So if anybody out there is an EMT or looking to be an EMT, we would ask them to contact our police department, our emergency services coordinator, with our paramedics. And we'll be hiring by the end of next year. We hope to have 15 to 20 new EMTs working for the town. And we're excited. It's a good day for the town. It's a good day for our residents, we believe, because the health care in the town got improved.
Joe, is the town buying its own ambulances? I'm assuming so. And how many?
Well, we'll crawl before we can walk and walk before we can run. Okay, so yeah, we are looking to buy our own ambulances. We're not going to jump right in. We hope to have a full complement of four when we're all said and done, but we're not going to do that right away. We're going to start off with two ambulances, hopefully have those in place in the first quarter of early in the first quarter of 2025. And yesterday it was announced at the press conference that Assemblyman Bill Conrad stepped up to the plate in a very big way for our community. And he secured a $250,000 grant for a new ambulance, which is the cost of a new ambulance. It's $250,000 per ambulance. And that's a good head start that we have on getting our ambulance corps up and running.
Does this eliminate the need for outside ambulance companies to come in, or will they also be used as well?
No, it's not going to eliminate them. We're only addressing the 9/11 calls that come into our system. We have about 8,200 calls that come into the town 9/11 system. Roughly 6,000 of those calls require transportation. So, especially in the initial stages of the project, we're going to need help from outside ambulance companies. We would hope that they would continue the relationship that they have with us. And we will definitely relying upon outside help. If we can't get that, obviously we'll have to speed up our timetable and maybe go to four immediately right out of the box.
Well, if you are starting an ambulance service in Tonawanda and still kind of having outside services help in the town, what is the cost associated with this? And what should residents know about how much more it might be costing the town? Is it something where you're going to be spending money, maybe even making money? What can you say?
This will be have a positive impact on the town budget. Like I said earlier, you know, we're not going to put this on the backs of the taxpayers. Okay, the ambulances are going to cost us roughly $1 million. That's our biggest expenditure that we would have. That's why we're trying to phase it in over time next year. But then you're going to have some additional cost, for the supplies, medical supplies and things like that. But and personnel, you know, we're looking to hire, 15 to 20 EMTs. So that's obviously a big cost. But when you have 6,000 calls that you're going to be making a year, you know, we're going to be billing. We're going to be billing insurance companies, Medicare for these services. And we are anticipating revenues far exceeding the expenses on this project, and it's a win-win all the way around. You know, better healthcare, and financially the town will be a better off position as well.
Well, Joe, thanks for joining us this morning. It's great to talk with you again. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.